Don, the theme of the program this year is navigating the marketplace. What do you mean by that?
You know, farmers do a pretty good job producing, and the thing we're trying to do is we're trying to help them do a better job understanding what the opportunities are in the market, a better job of marketing. And, you know, we've got, by 2050, we're going to have another 1 billion people on the face of this earth. We're going to have a lot of people to feed, and there's a lot of excitement, in my opinion, as to what our future is.
Well, we heard a lot about opportunities and exports, and I know you have been really involved in that. Tell me what those opportunities are.
You know, long-term, a country like China, they may be in bigger some years than others. But I was just looking at something in soybeans, and wouldn't we love to have this for peanuts as well? China will import more dollars worth of soybeans this year than they'll import Boeing jets. And so, I mean, I just think that if we could get peanuts in that kind of situation, China's been good for us, but we need to spend the time and effort there. We really see some things happening in the world right now that the poverty level of gross poverty is really going down in the world, and there are people that have money to spend on things, and the first thing they're going to spend it on is good food, protein. We're as cheap a source of protein and a good value protein as anywhere you can get.
And it tastes good.
You know, I tell folks I've got the greatest job in the world because I promote something that is good for you and tastes good. And my doctor basically tells me if it tastes good, spit it out. But the exception to that is peanuts.
Well, another thing we're talking about here at this meeting is the 2018 Farm Bill. We have a couple of congressmen coming here to talk to us about it. What would Georgia peanut producers like to see in a new Farm Bill?
You know, our program's working right now, and that's what we need to do is carry this forward. It gives us stability, gives us ability to make decisions, and so carrying this bill forward, the thing that we know is generic base is gone because cotton's got to have a program. They can't continue to operate with no program. So generic base is gone, but keeping our peanut base where it is, keeping our reference price there, and then allowing that stability to carry forward.
Well, and I understand you have just released a new video and information about the peanut program and how it works. Tell us a little bit about why you feel like it's important to get the word out about how this program works.
So we have this federation, Southern Peanut Farmers Federation, that is from Mississippi to Georgia. So we have four states. We've all gotten together just to be sure that we do, a positive piece. Because we're trying to get Congress to understand the importance of this program. Everything that we have is just a pretty positive kind of bent on why the program works, and so we have that, but a lot of other activities going on as well.
Well, I mean, and I guess, you know, the big thing that's going to determine the Farm Bill is money. How are you going to convince them that this is no net cost to them, basically?
So it's, we deal with a baseline is what right. We deal with. All of the indications are that if you take the generic base out, then we're going to be able to maintain our baseline. Mm-hmm. And so if we've got baseline funding, it should work pretty well for us. The real problem is that there are some other things that need to happen. Corn farmers are looking at some opportunities. You've got dairy that had problems. You got cotton that had problems. So for Congress, baseline funding farm bills are going to be tough. But I think they'll work through it. The reality is that only about 5% of the money in USDA goes to farm programs.
That is absolutely true. Well, let's talk about the new administration. We have a guy that's the Secretary of Agriculture, I think you know kind of well, kind of from your state there. But overall, about the Trump administration, how do you feel that might be for your producers in Georgia?
Well, first of all, let's talk about that guy that I know pretty well. Sonny Perdue, I've known him as a farmer. I've known, and he actually grew peanuts on his farm, still has the farm. Sonny Perdue was a state senator in Georgia. I knew him as a senator, worked with him. He was our governor and now the Secretary of Agriculture. He's a man with a heart for agriculture. And, you know, I like folks that have a heart and that are willing to work hard. And that's what we're going to find. Everything that you see about him, it's exciting. He's got this energy level. The Trump administration... you know, there are those that thought the sky was falling, but I've been through a lot of administrations in 31 years at the Peanut Commission. And, you know, there's no administration that ever, at the end of the day, did anything without the help of the United States Congress. So that's where I put my faith. We've got a great chairman of both ag committees. We've got great ranking members on both ag committees. You know, I'm just excited about the prospect that when we get to this 2018 Farm Bill, it's going to be something that everybody's going to look at. And it may not be perfect, but it's going to keep us farming.
Well, but the president has done some things as far as regulation is concerned already that have, like with WOTUS, right?
Absolutely. WOTUS of the U.S. is, you know, they turned that around. I hope that we can see some more things on regulatory fixes and still to be sure that we protect our environment. I don't think any farmer wants to not protect the environment. We live in the environment. So we want to be sure that there's not somebody out there doing something that's going to hurt us. But the reality is that reasonable regulation and things that are doable is really critical to the survival of our farmers.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.